And with Michigan Public News, I'm Rebecca Kruth. There's one fewer candidate in the Republican field running to replace retiring Democratic U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow. Former Congressman Peter Meyer announced late today that he was ending his 8-month-old campaign. Meyer says without a strong pathway to victory himself, continuing his campaign only increases the likelihood of a divisive primary. Meyer's departure leaves 4 Republicans seeking the GOP nomination. 3 Democrats are seeking their party's nomination in the August primary. The owner of a Clinton Township building that exploded in March, killing a man, has been charged with felony involuntary manslaughter. Michigan Public's A.J. Jones reports.
Defendant Noor Kestow is the owner of the wholesale distributor building that exploded. Authorities say the building housed butane and nitrous oxide canisters used in vape products, and they ignited, causing explosions. A canister hit and killed a 19-year-old a quarter mile from the site. Macomb County Prosecutor Peter Lucido spoke to WDIV-TV.
The charge of involuntary manslaughter, a 15-year felony, was the highest charge that could be levied.
Kestow was arrested in New York. Authorities say he had a one-way ticket to Hong Kong. Kestow's lawyer did not immediately respond to a request for comment. I'm A.J. Jones.
The First Lady of the United States made a stop in Grand Rapids this afternoon, but as Michigan Public's Dustin Dwyer reports, the scheduled speech didn't quite go as planned.
Jill Biden said she woke up with no voice. But instead of canceling her speech at the annual First Lady's Luncheon, she first thought, what would Grand Rapids' own Betty Ford do?
I decided I wanted to come here and be with all of you. So, Betty, I'm here for you.
She then turned the podium over to Carolyn Missouri, the chair of the White House Initiative for Women's Health Research, to deliver the speech. President Joe Biden called for $12 billion in spending on women's health research during his State of the Union speech this year. I'm Dustin Dwyer.
And this is Michigan Public News, MichiganPublic.org.